Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get a copy of the Roman Scripture Journal. But first, here's the message, Reigning in Life.
Take your Bibles and turn with me to Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 21. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type or a shadow, an illustration, a representative, a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift, this gift of salvation in Christ, is not like the trespass, not like the sin. Much more, key phrase that appears multiple times in this passage, much more we have this gift. For if many died, verse 15, through one man's trespasses, much more we have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For it, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's disobedience that many will be made righteous. Now the law came to increase the trespass, but where sin abounded or increased, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the tale, the story of two men. One man, Adam, sinned and death reigned. The other man, the other Adam, the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, he obeyed and righteously returned and restored life to all who believe in him, and thus life reigns. So important, this passage is key, is critical to understanding the whole message of salvation in Christ. This story of two men, Adam and Christ. It's all about the grace of God, the grace that abounds. Now, there are many things in this world we know are not right, not as God intended for it to be. We're in a fight for our lives. We're facing sin and temptation and flaws and failures and conflicts and challenges and hate and war and all the rest. We see a world that's in trouble and we wonder what's wrong, what's happened. Why do we have so much pain and so much suffering? It's the age-old question of evil and suffering, and philosophers and preachers and theologians and all of us have wondered about this. I've wondered many times why God allows tragedy and tears that are so hurtful and so painful. Why do people die? Why is there so much pain? The Bible speaks in 2 Timothy 2:7 of the mystery of iniquity. There's some things this side of eternity we'll never understand, we'll never know, apart from what God tells us in His Word. And certainly iniquity or evil, sin, is a mystery. God is real, but so is sin, and so is suffering, and so is death. We see it everywhere. And you can't expel it. You can't extinguish it. You can extend life, but you can't extinguish death. It is a reality. And the only answer that we have really and completely is found in our text. What we just read is a description of what happened when the first man, Adam, rebelled against God, and as a result of his rebellion, creation was ruined. Look at chapter 5, verse 12 once again. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spread to all because all have sinned. So it all comes down initially to one man. Think about of the 6 billion plus people that are now living on the earth or thereabouts, and the billions of people that have lived before us. In all of the stream of history and humanity, one individual is singled out, and then another, as two solitary figures that tell the story of the human race, our past, our present, and our future. The story of these two men, Adam and Christ, tell the story of all of us. And the first thing that I want you to notice here is this: if you are in Adam, you are living under the reign of death. Because sin, according to the scripture, entered the world through one man. Of course, we turn to the book of Genesis, the first three chapters, and we read of the creation of everything, including the first man and the first woman. We meet Adam and his wife Eve, and they're living in the Garden of Eden at the dawn of creation, at the dawn of time. And Adam and Eve were living together in a glorious garden, given to them by God Himself, a perfect paradise. Life was good. Life was with God. As Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden. And there was no sin. There was therefore no shame and no suffering or guilt or pain or problems. God said, there is a tree, and it's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And don't eat the fruit, which is forbidden. It was a testing tree. And God specifically said to them, don't eat of this fruit. Adam and Eve were made in God's image, but they were not machines. They were not existing on artificial intelligence of some kind. God gave them a choice. God gave them a will, and they were free to choose whether to continue to love God and walk with God in perfect harmony and health, or to reject God and die. Because God said, if you do eat of the fruit of this tree, you will die. You will die. And the terrible tragedy is that Eve was deceived by the serpent, the snake. Now, don't freak out about the snake, because the snake, literally translated in the Hebrew language, means the shining one, the serpent, the snake, the shining one. And this, of course, is the devil himself. Satan says you can't believe God. Has God said you will die? Surely not. He also questioned the goodness of God in that he said, God's holding out on you. There's so much more. If you eat of this fruit, of this tree, in this garden, you will be like the Most High. Remember, they had everything. Everything was theirs to enjoy. But the fear of missing out. Maybe we're missing something here. Maybe God is not telling us the truth. So Eve was deceived and Adam disobeyed. They gambled with humanity and lost. Every gambler knows the instinct to risk more. And these two gambled with God and they lost and they died. They were filled with guilt and shame. They began running and hiding from God. Though Adam and Eve lived many years after their sin, ultimately death came and blood was spilled and violence became a reality. Death is a reality, no exceptions. So death is physical. From the day we arrive here, the day we arrive crying, someone pops us on the backside and we begin crying. And we begin dying in one sense. Every step we take moves us one step closer to the grave. Every generation dies. And because of sin, we not only die physically, but we die spiritually. The Bible says the soul that sins, it will surely die. Why? Because sin separates us from God. What is death? It is spiritual death. Isaiah 59 and verse 2 puts it this way. But your iniquities, sins, have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Sin separates us from God. That's the tragedy of sin.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Reigning in Life. God is moving through PowerPoint, and your support to finish the year strong by June 30th means reaching more people with the hope of the gospel in the months ahead. That's why we're excited to tell you about a generous matching grant, which doubles your gift to help anchor more people in God's Word and the good news of Jesus Christ. As thanks for your support, we'll send you a copy of the Roman Scripture Journal. So call now to have your gift doubled and request your journal at 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. Or text Romans to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, Reigning in Life.
If you've been around your Bible a while, you know that this entire message, the discussion we're having right now, is about original sin. That because of the one sin, the original sin of Adam, the entire human race has been plunged into judgment. This is why we are broken. He is viewed as the federal head of the race, if you will. He is representative of the race of humankind. It's also described as Adam is seminal to the human race. Seminal in the sense that now our genes, our DNA is contaminated by the sin of Adam. That's why in Adam all die. We are born as sons of Adam. I want to clear something up. You often hear, you are made in the image of God. And in fact, in the beginning, at creation, Adam and Eve were made in the image of God. Bearing the image of God. Intellect, will, strength, power, some of the image of God. We are born in the image of, or man was born in the image of God. But what happened? The man born in the image of God defaced and destroyed that image. He is no longer a son of God, he's a son of man, and so are we. You are not born in the image of God. You are born in the image of Adam. The image of God has been destroyed, defaced, damaged severely. We are wrecked. By your first birth, you are born in the image of Adam. That is why it takes a second birth that you would be born in the image of the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would be born again. Amen. But don't say, don't think everyone's born in the image of God, that everyone's a child of God. No, you are a child of Adam. We are not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. You're not a liar because you tell lies. You lie because you're a liar. I know that may not be all that polite or politically correct. But the question is, are you going to believe the Bible or not? We're thieves, not because we steal. We steal because we are thieves. This is the clear teaching of original sin. In Adam, death is reigning and ruling. We're all paying the price. And because of the sin of Adam, we are defeated. And death reigns. In Adam, we die. That's all the bad news. That's why there's suffering. Had there been no sin, there would have been no suffering. Had there been no suffering, there would have been no death. No sickness, no illness, no death. This is the big why answer. This is how it happened. That's the first Adam. But the Bible tells us, look at it again in chapter 5. Let's start at verse 15. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of God in one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. Jesus recovered far more than Adam lost. Much more. According to verse 17, for if because of one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ. Verse 18, therefore as one trespass led to the condemnation to all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification of all men. Let's compare the two. Remember I said it's the story of two men, the tale of two men, Adam and Christ, the first Adam and the second Adam. One Adam, a sinner. The other, the second Adam, sinless. One who brought death to the world, the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, who brings life to the world. One who acted in disobedience to God, and the other who obeyed the will of the Father. One who brought judgment upon every person on the face of the planet, and the other, Jesus, the second Adam, who brought justification and the gift of righteousness. One Adam who wanted to be God, and the other, the second Adam, Jesus, who is God. One who sinned at the tree, but the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, bore our sins on the tree. He died on the cross. Adam died a sinner, but Jesus died for sinners, the Savior. In Adam, we all live under the reign, the domination, the control of death. But in Christ, we now reign in life and in eternity. We now live in Christ. We spend eternity with the one who reigns forever and ever and ever. The second Adam, he was faced with the same kind of temptation as Adam, not in a garden, but in a desert. And Satan came after Jesus, who was emaciated and weak for 40 days of fasting in the desert, the wilderness of Judea. And Satan came at him with all the ammunition of hell, doing the same thing that he did in the garden, but this time to the second Adam. And the second Adam heard all the temptations. Turn these stones into bread and you'll be satisfied. There's more. God's holding out on you. You don't have to fast and starve here in the desert. He said, bow down before me and you can have all the kingdoms of this world. All the doubting of the goodness of God and the grace of God was unleashed upon the second Adam, our Savior Jesus. And in the power of God's word, Jesus resisted. And Jesus overcame sin and sorrow and death. And ultimately, he did go to the cross. And as the second Adam, he took the sins of all of the Adams and Eves in history who've sinned against him. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now we live reigning in life. We have authority. We have kingdom authority. We are now in the kingdom of God. We are born again unto a living hope. Here's what it says about Jesus in this living hope. In 2 Timothy 1:10, in which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The second Adam means that we can reign in life because God has given us grace greater than our sin. Grace greater. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. There is no sin but that God is greater still, that his love and his mercy pours out on us and gives us then what? A new nature. We now no longer have the nature of Adam. Oh, we still live in human bodies and we're going to battle sin and temptation. But now we have authority over it in Jesus' name. Now in the second Adam, in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away and everything has become new. You are brand new in Jesus. You are born again from above. You are no longer living under the reign of death that will destroy, but you're living under the reign of life. And we have authority and victory in life. And one day, we get to see Jesus. Amen. Who did it all for you and me. We're no longer living in guilt and shame because we have been forgiven fully. And so the question is today, are you in Adam under the reign of death? Facing judgment and hell and eternal separation from God? Or are you in the second Adam? Are you in Christ? Living and reigning in life. Fully forgiven and forever his. Eternal. The child of God.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Reigning in Life. Our world is confused about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Self-proclaimed social media scholars are giving their opinions about the way to God. However, many of those opinions fall short of the truth. The book of Romans outlines the gospel of Jesus and gives us a clear representation of what it means to be a Christian. To help you explore one of the most powerful books of the Bible, we'll send you the Roman Scripture Journal when you give a gift to PowerPoint. And thanks to a generous matching grant, your gift today is worth double to help proclaim the good news till the whole world hears. So call now to have your gift doubled and request your copy of the journal at 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. or text Romans to 59789.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Well, we can only find the truth to why the human condition is what it is in God's Word. What happened in the Garden of Eden started the decline, the destruction of our world. The Bible says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all have sinned. Because of Adam's sin, we have all been born into sin, and death ruled over us. Scripture says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Every person is spiritually dead, and this spiritual death is the wall that separates us from a living relationship with God. It's not a genetic problem that exists in our world and in our lives. It's a spiritual problem, a problem of the heart. It's been said that the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. But listen carefully. The Bible says in verse 16 and also in verse 17 of this passage that the judgment which came from one offense, that means Adam's offense, resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through one, much more those who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Now, friend, that is incredible news. It is good news. And this is the hope that we have in Him. Jesus has made it possible for you to live like a king, to reign and rule in life. And that is the best news you can have in a world filled with sin and death. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are no longer ruled by death, but instead you are reigning in life through Jesus our Lord.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you the Roman Scripture Journal as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word Romans to 59789. And join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about how you can live a victorious life free from the power of sin. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.